My name is Dan Burkhart. I'm a Western Regional Representative for NBAA and the Director of Regional Programs. And I want to thank all of you for coming today. I just want to give you just a little overview of NBAA and why we do this. NBAA, of course, has a world premiere show of this kind of business aviation. And we just finished our October show and experienced about 33,088, to be exact, delegates that attended that show. But that 33,000 folks is just a small fraction of our membership employees throughout the United States. So what we've done is instituted these regional programs, these one-day regional shows that are sort of a one-day snapshot of this show. And these shows, as you all know, encompass some information sessions, static display of aircraft, and our vendors showing their wares and networking within the hangar. And what it does is gives it an opportunity for your employees, our members' employees, to experience NBAA and network and become more professional. But we can't do this without our members, and we can't do this without our members. Members and their airports. Members such as AirFlight and the FBOs that support us actually give up a day or 2 days of their life to support us in this effort. And I'd like to thank Dudley. Are you here, Dudley Holly, or Peggy Zahn? Dudley Holly is the vice president of AirFlight, or president, I think, of AirFlight. And really gives us his facility for 2 days. And Peggy basically is the manager of the facility. And we want to thank you and your crew for helping us here. And then there's the airport. Most of these sessions are done on airports that don't include an airline. But when we do this at an airport where we have security issues like we have at Long Beach, it's even more of an issue. But not at Long Beach. And the reason for that is because Long Beach does embrace business aviation, and we have some leadership here that's really quite phenomenal. And we just want to thank Long Beach, the City of Long Beach, and Long Beach Airport for that. And I'd just like to introduce Chris Kunze, the director of the airport here. And I think Chris wanted to say a few words. So, Chris? Get my slide.
Okay. Thanks, Dan, and welcome all of you to the NBAA Regional Forum. I want to thank all of you for choosing Long Beach. I want to thank AirFlight for all of the work that they're doing in support of this in terms of facilities. I want to thank Dan personally for his facilitation efforts, and he made it happen here at Long Beach, and I owe you, Dan. I think Long Beach is an excellent choice for this forum for several reasons. We're the third busiest airport in the world in terms of general aviation itinerant operations. We have a prime location between the LA and Orange County business districts. We have excellent facilities and services here. And Long Beach has some great restaurant and entertainment venues. So if any of you are spending the night here and don't normally live in the Long Beach area, come and see us at our booth and we'll give you more information on that. Regarding our booth, which is right around the corner, I encourage you to come by and visit us there. Learn about our businesses and services at the airport, our runway safety initiatives, our neighborhood compatibility initiatives, and also if you're interested in doing business in Long Beach or at the airport, we can certainly help you along those lines too. So once again, we want to thank NBAA, all of you attendees. I welcome you to our booth here, and we have a booth at every one of the annual NBAA conferences, so when you attend those, please come by our booth as well. Thank you, and have a good day. Dan?
Thank you, Chris. You know, we talk about the government a lot, and I think that we sometimes, some of us may think we have difficulty dealing with the government, and let's say FAA or others, or maybe even an airport. But we can't get along in our business without a very close relationship with airports, the state, cities, the sponsors that support these airports, and, of course, the federal government. And today what we're going to talk about just a little bit is how that works in and works in California. California has one of the most progressive aviation departments in the United States. It might seem that way until you get to their budget. We won't talk about their budget today, will we, Chris? But, you know, actually their land use compatibility planning is an example for the whole United States, and it's used around the United States as a management plan to save airports and plan land use around airports. That is one of our biggest issues, and it's one of our main issues right here in California, right here at Long Beach. If you have an airport that makes noise, that's what we do, and you're infilling housing around it, it's a built-in trouble spot. Well, we work with the state of California to support and save and promote our 234 airports. Most of those airports are smaller than we might use, but those airports actually offload and support the Long Beaches of the world, the Van Nuyses, and the Burbanks. Very important to take care of them and support them for future use. I'd like to introduce to you today Chris Farrell. Chris is involved with land use compatibility in the state of California with the Division of Aeronautics. She got her education at Embry-Riddle University and Bachelor's of Science in Aeronautics, and has spent some time in the legal profession in land use compatibility, and now that's her specialty. She's the Deputy Director of Aeronautics and is representing the state today and will welcome us. Chris?
Dan always makes me sound much better than it really is. Dan's correct. I do handle for the state of California the airport land use around California. But I appreciate Dan involving us in inviting us to speak here with you today. Thank you. And I just wanted to say thank you for that, Dan. We appreciate it, and we feel that our relationship with NBAA is a very important one that we want to continue to cultivate. So I just want to say good morning to everyone, and I appreciate the opportunity to welcome you here to this beautiful, fine city of Long Beach. Long Beach is California's fifth largest city. I think Chris mentioned as well about that. In addition to this great Mediterranean climate, Long Beach also has quite an extensive freeway system. They have rapid transit lines. They have cruise lines. They have one of the world's largest ports right here in Long Beach. And, of course, they have, most importantly, the Long Beach Airport. And I know that probably many of us flew in today, so you probably know that this airport has 5 runways, 6 instrument approach procedures, and as Chris alluded to, it has more than 358,000 takeoffs and landings each year. But what may not be so obvious about this airport is the connection between the state of California and the aviation division, our Division of Aeronautics. And that connection is that our role, one of our roles at the Division of Aeronautics, is to permit all of the public use airports and special use heliports in California. So we give this airport and 252 others their permits to operate. And each year we conduct safety compliance inspections of all these airports to make sure that the runways are in good condition, that all the approaches are clear so we don't have any trouble with instrument approaches, that kind of thing. And we also use aircraft in the operation of our business, so we're users of business aircraft as well. In addition to conducting the safety compliance inspections for the state, we also provide funding for airports. So we give this airport and those others that I mentioned money for runway improvements, other improvements that contribute toward increasing access to the airports. For example, we provide money for weather equipment. We provide money for things for signage, marking, lighting, things that could contribute to getting or enhancing an instrument approach procedure to the airport, or bringing an approach procedure to an airport that may not have one, so that we have all weather access and capability to the airport. But one of the most difficult things that we do at the state of California is try to coordinate the compatible land use around airports. And why is that the most difficult? Well, because especially in California, land use is a local issue. And it's often very political, and there are competing public interests. For example, in the state of California, we have mandated housing requirements, state-mandated housing requirements, and there are consequences if those housing requirements are not met. So cities and counties, in all fairness, are under quite a deal of pressure to meet state-mandated requirements, as well as in their local community, what the community wants and needs. And depending, you know, at any particular administration or political climate, you know, the competing interests just grow. And so for us, for the airport and in the state of California, we do have some laws on the books that try to address that issue and try to promote the compatible land use around airports. But again, it's a local issue. And so what we have is we have cities and counties managing what is a state and national transportation asset, which are the airports. So from a state perspective, it's very hard to manage a system of airports that you don't own and operate and control, and the local agencies are making the decisions. So we talk about land use and access and compatible land use planning and everything, but I really wanted to kind of make the connection for you as to what it means and how it manifests itself and what you actually see. So incompatible land use, for example, may result in displaced thresholds, if any, you know, for flying, displaced thresholds, reduced takeoff distances. What you might see is, and that would be because off airport property, someone built a building that was too high that, you know, now they have to displace the threshold at the airport. You may see stage bans. Instrument approach procedure minimums could be raised. We're just dealing with an issue with that right now at Montgomery Field in San Diego. There's a very large 180-foot Class A office building, $20 million building, that was built 20 feet higher than it should have been. And we are primary on that because of a state law that we have. But that's the kind of things that we're taking on your behalf. And a lot of this is done behind the scenes. But also, where it may not be so obvious, the effect of incompatible land use is when you see lack of minimum services at smaller airports, or where you don't see more hangars or those kind of things. If a community doesn't support its airport, it's not going to support the growth of the airport. And that's a result of a land use issue, because people aren't happy because of the noise of the airport that we generate, and then from that they don't want to support the airport. So it's a public relations issue, but it's also really all comes back to a land use issue. Same in my personal opinion about Santa Monica. You may have heard about the emissions issue at Santa Monica. Yes, that's emissions, but would we really be having a situation with emissions if we didn't have residential development too close to the airport? I don't know. My guess is probably not. So incompatible land use rears its ugly head in many ways. So the message that I want to get across to you today is that restricted or limited access to airports hurts the bottom line when time is money, and when is time not money. And I just wanted to mention that at the annual conference in Orlando, Marion Blakey mentioned the ADS-B program, which the FAA this year is putting in $80 million toward ADS-B. And that's going to make the airspace system more efficient, more safe, increase the capacity. But I would submit that all the airspace improvements in the world are only as good as the access to the airports that the aircraft have to go to. So what I want you to take from this, your state aviation department's here for you. We work for you. Like I said, a lot of it's behind the scenes. But we can't do it alone. We do it in partnership with NBAA and airport sponsors like Chris. But we need your help. I mean, NBAA is definitely a champion of your interests, but again, we can't do it alone. So we ask that you get involved to the extent, when you can, where you can, how you can, whether it's locally or nationally, to protect the airports and promote their economic value. Okay, and I'll turn it over to Dan. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Well, the message is get involved. Figure out what's going on locally. As a pilot, I can say in my past life, which I've had several, all I cared about was, just let me go flying, leave the rest to somebody else. We can't do that anymore. We cannot afford to do that. We have to foster relationships with our government partners and save these airports, because it is the key to our access.